It's my real pleasure to introduce to you Dr. Mark Olson, who is a dear and longtime friend. Mark, many moons ago, was a pastor in what was then the Albemarle Baptist Association when he was doing his PhD work at UVA. And besides UVA and his Wake Forest background, Mark is just a wonderful disciple of Jesus. But I'm going to help him with that a little bit at some point. But Mark is the president of Leland Seminary. He's been a pastor himself. He's a gifted teacher. Mark is a wonderful guardian of the faith and nurturer of relationships. And he's really enriched my life, and through his work and ministry at Leland, has done that for many people. So I'd like to ask you to invite me to join me in welcoming him as he speaks to us for a few moments. Thank you, brother.
Go Heels.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
I'm delighted to be here today, and Leland is delighted to co-sponsor this conference. Some of you know a little bit about the John Leland Center. Others of you may not know too much about the school, so let me talk for just a minute or two about the school. Was founded in 1998 up in Northern Virginia. Baptist leaders who said the nation's capital really ought to have a Baptist seminary with an evangelical voice there in the nation's capital. We didn't have deep pockets, and we still don't, but we had a vision to prepare transformational leaders for global ministry. And to do that, we thought we ought to develop a faculty from around the world. And so we have faculty members like Dr. Daniel DePauw, who will be leading one of the breakout sessions on the multi-generational church. I know your brochure says multi-denominational, but it's not. It's multi-generational, okay, different ages. That's what he's going to be speaking about. Daniel's from Ghana, did his doctoral work, his PhD at the University of Coventry, and joint work at Oxford. He studied with N.T. Wright, one of the most famous New Testament scholars in the world. We also have Daniel Caro from Argentina. Our academic dean, John Lee, is from Korea. We have Andre Shirin from Russia and Tarmo Tom from Estonia. So with our faculty, we cover five continents. I'm the only one that doesn't have any international connection whatsoever. So I'm just sort of plain. But it's good to have one plain Virginian on the faculty of Leland, so that's a good thing. We also, in addition to having our master's degree programs at the main campus and in Roanoke and in Newport News, years ago, some people came to us and said, look, we have folks who are preparing for ministry, but some of them can't qualify for master's because they don't have a college degree yet, they don't have a bachelor's, or in some cases they have a bachelor's, but they really don't want the master's level work. Could you offer something a little bit easier, less expensive? And so we developed the School of Ministry and offered diploma classes. And at one point, we had diploma classes here in Charlottesville, and we would be glad to do that again if we had someone who could organize and lead it and be that evangelist an apostle, if I can use John's categories, willing to break new ground, reach new people, because you've got to have someone to reach out and find new folks, because you need to really have five or six or seven students to start something like that. But if you or anybody you know might be willing to do that, I'd love for you to see me before the conference is over, and we can talk, because we'd be delighted to have classes in this area again. I have a deep fondness for Charlottesville, as John said. I used to pastor in this area. I was pastor at Free Union Baptist Church on the other side of Charlottesville. And my oldest daughter, Kristen, was born at Martha Jefferson Hospital, and we have fond memories of our time together in Charlottesville, and I always love it when I get to come back here. Wonderful, wonderful people. So thanks for allowing us to partner with you. Ben, you're on.